Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, it is that time of the year, and I know, Alan, that you have always been really good about kind of going through and picking out some good selections for people to look at for gifts.
Right.
You'll be able to get this whole list off of the WYPR website if you go to the Cellar Notes tab. So you might want to print that out, and then when you head to your favorite shop, bring that along with you. Anyway, without further delay.
Okay. Here's about a dozen wines that I liked, and I know all of these wines, and they're a lot of fun. Let's start with something that's become really popular, unoaked Chardonnay.
I love this style.
Which I do, too. And from California, Camisole Chardonnay from the Central Coast, about $17. A lot of flavor, a lot of personality. You won't even miss the oak. If you don't mind a little oak and you want a classic California Chardonnay, go to Jordan. Their Russian River Valley Chardonnay from 2011, $31. It really delivers. It always has. Cabernet Sauvignon at a bargain is kind of hard to find, but here's something that I really like. It's actually, it's a very nice wine. It's the Sean Miner Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa, $20. Sean Miner's been making some really nice wines.
And I always thought he was sort of a minor player.
Oh, I'm not even going to go there. No, he's very good. He's in the majors.
Gotcha. Sorry.
If you want to splurge on a Cabernet Sauvignon, one that I've been recommending is the Mount Veeder Cab Sauv.
Terrific stuff.
It is, really. $50, yeah, it's a splurge, but people will be glad to see that in their stocking. Bargain Pinot Noir, Miami, is a very popular one. You're shaking your head.
It's great.
It is great. And it's about $19. And that's really a good deal for good quality Pinot Noir. If you want a splurge, and I know you're going to shake your head on this one,
yep.
Belle Glosse, Monterey, their regular bottling, $46. They become a premier player in California.
They're doing a great job. Miami is part of that portfolio.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, from top to bottom, wonderful stuff. Now, you know that I love the Spanish wines a great deal, and Priorato is one of the most important of the appellations. Try the Scala Dei. That means the Stairway to Heaven, by the way, Led Zeppelin fans.
Gotcha.
Their prior bottling, it's $25. Really classy stuff. I'm also very big on Italian wines these days, and I found a winery that I like a great deal. It's called De Fourville, and it sounds like a French name, but it's really Italian. They're Longhi Nebbiolo, which is sort of like Barbaresco, but, you know, just slightly less. $23. These people really know what they're doing. It's good stuff. Hugh, I think we got to pay attention to Portugal in the coming year because I think it's going to be really, really big.
I'm ready to explore.
And here's one that I found. Porrais, P-O-R-R-A-I-S, Douro. This is wine that's made with the same grapes as port, but they make it in a dry format. So it tastes like port, but it doesn't have the sweetness. It's really, really cool. Hey, Hugh, $16. Can you go there?
Deal.
Okay. And, of course, I'm dedicated to Maryland wines, and my favorite Chardonnay these days is Old Westminster. Really nice stuff. The 2012 is still out there, a dead ringer for a white Burgundy, and that's $28. And a good red wine from Maryland would be Fiori's Chambersin.
Great
stuff. 2010 is out there. You can afford to put this down for several years. It'll only get better. And finally, for dessert, I think Tawny Port is a great, great deal. Here's the Croft 10-year-old Tawny Port, $29. I think that's great. We're going to put all of these on the website. Look them up, print them out, go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.